In the day's other headlines, the White House fended off new questions after FBI agents searched President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware over the weekend. They found six more classified items going back to his years as a U.S. senator. But Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre rejected any suggestion today that Mr. Biden seems unconcerned about the matter.
The American people heard from the president directly on this when he was asked by your colleagues at least twice now about how he sees this process. And he was very clear with the response of what we're currently seeing. And he says, I take this very seriously. He said, I didn't know that the documents were there.
The president has said that he did nothing wrong and that, in his words, there's no there. The FBI's former top counterintelligence agent in New York is now accused of aiding a Russian oligarch in violation of U.S. sanctions. An indictment announced today says Charles McGonigal helped billionaire Oleg Deripaska to investigate a rival Russian tycoon. That was after McGonigal retired. He's also charged with taking $225,000 to aid Albanian interests while he still worked for the FBI. McGonigal pleaded not guilty to all counts today. On the war in Ukraine, Poland stepped up the pressure today to send tanks to Ukraine's forces. The Polish prime minister said he wants to transfer some of his country's German-made tanks to the Ukrainians and will ask Berlin to agree. He also said his government may act regardless of the answer.
We will apply for such consent from Germany, but this is a secondary topic. Even if we do not get this consent in the end, as part of a small coalition, even if the Germans would not be in this coalition, we will still hand over our tanks together with others to Ukraine.
On Sunday, the German foreign minister said Berlin would not try to stop Poland from taking that step, but it was unclear today if her government actually supports that position. In Washington today, federal prosecutors won a pair of guilty verdicts in January 6th cases. Richard Barnett entered the Capitol office of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and propped his feet on a desk. He was convicted of civil disorder and obstruction. Separately, four members of the far-right Oath Keepers militia were convicted of seditious conspiracy. The Food and Drug Administration proposed today that COVID-19 vaccinations become an annual event for most people, much like flu shots. The agency says most Americans now have sufficient immunity from previous shots or actual COVID infections to allow that switch. An FDA advisory panel will meet to discuss the issue on Thursday. And on Wall Street, stocks turned higher amid growing talk that the Federal Reserve will slow down interest rate hikes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 254 points to close at 33,629. The NASDAQ rose 224 points, or 2%. And the S&P 500 was up 1%. Still to come on the PBS NewsHour, the new African-American Studies course now banned in Florida. Mexico's anti-narcotics chief on trial for allegedly working with the cartels, plus an indigenous filmmaker's unconventional ways of telling narrative stories.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.